Nancy Pelosi, Civilization as We Know It is at Stake in 2020 Election. By Joshua Kaplan on March 9, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Monday waxed hyperbolic about the 2020 presidential election, telling an audience that civilization as we know it is at stake. Pelosi made the remark during a speech at Northeastern University in Boston, Massachusetts, according to Fox News correspondent Rob DiRienzo. Pelosi's speech also touched on other topics, including women and politics. "Just generally, I usually always cast my vote for a woman. I just do," she told attendees. At one point, an audience member raised the prospect of the first woman president being a Republican, to which she replied, "That's okay." Pelosi's remarks come after Politico's Playbook reported that President Trump will skip the speaker's annual St. Patrick's Day lunch on Capitol Hill. Since the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, has chosen to tear this nation apart with her actions and her rhetoric, the president will not participate in moments where she so often chooses to drive discord and disunity, and will instead celebrate the rich history and strong ties between the United States and Ireland at the White House on March 12, White House Deputy Press Secretary Judd Deer said in a statement of the decision. Pelosi made similar comments claiming that President Trump's possible re-election threatens the world as House Democrats readied two articles of impeachment against the president. "The damage that this administration has done to America. America is a great country, we can sustain two terms, I don't know," Pelosi said at a CNN town hall event in December. "Civilization, as we know it today, is at stake in this election." Pelosi is no stranger to assigning over-the-top descriptions about President Trump or his agenda. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Pelosi branded the president the most dangerous person in American history as part of a plea to Democrat voters to vote him out in November. In 2017, Pelosi stated that the Republicans' tax reform bill would be Armageddon, with years-long ramifications for the working class. "The bill that the Republicans are putting forth to go to conference is probably one of the worst bills in the history of the United States of America," she added at the time.